Page 70. Exercise 2. Dr. X.
Just in time opened his eyes slowly. He was on a bed in a strange room. The bed was very hard. Chelsea was there too. She was very sad.
"Are you all right?"
she asked quietly.
"It doesn't matter. You're both going to die here."
It was Justin's old enemy, Dr. X. She laughed horribly.
"I've got the computer now. So goodbye, Mr. Time."
Dr. X left the room and the guard locked the door.
"We must stop her," said Justin. "With that computer, she can control all the world's satellites."
"I think we can escape easily," whispered Chelsea. "That guard is very slow. Listen."
"That's a good idea," said Justin. Then he shouted very loudly,
"Oh, my stomach! Help! Help!"
The guard rushed into the room.
"What's all that horrible noise?" he said.
Chelsea was by the door. She threw the blanket over the guard's head while Justin quickly grabbed the keys from the guard's belt. They locked the guard in the room and ran outside.
"You did that very well," said Justin.
"Oh, it was easy," said Chelsea.
"Well, can you run fast too?" he said. And they ran to the harbour.
"Look," said Justin. "That's Dr. X's boat. She's going to take the computer to her secret island. Come on."
They got into the boat and hid behind the seats. Soon Dr. X arrived. She carefully put a briefcase on the seat and started the engine. The boat was very fast. When they were near the island, Dr. X opened the briefcase.
"With this computer, I'm going to control the world," she said.
Suddenly, Justin jumped up and took the briefcase.
"Give that to me," said Dr. X.
She grabbed the briefcase and pulled hard. But the briefcase was open, and the computer fell into the water.
"Aren't you going to jump in and get it, Dr. X?" asked Justin.
"I can't swim,"
she said sadly, as the computer slowly sank to the bottom of the sea.
"The world is safe again now," said Justin.
While he watched Dr. X, Chelsea took the boat safely back to the harbour.